We're in Simon, starting Simon Tavkuf Yudches. Dini Hotza Mishlus Rishus Biyomtov. Sifalf Mitoch Shahutra Hotza Latzorach Achila. Hotra Shalal Latzorach. Since the carrying is permissible for food purposes, it's also permissible even for non-food purposes. Kazon Katam Velulav a Sefer Torah V'Kelim, such as carrying a child or carrying a lulav or a Sefer Torah or clothing. The Ramah adds Hatzricham Loksas has to be that you need it. For some purposes, a machlokes rishonim, whether in order to apply this rule of mitoch, that since it is permissible for food purposes, the malacha is permissible for non-food purposes also, does it then need to be for non-food purposes, but there is some sort of yom tov need, or it doesn't even need to be a yom tov need? So the Ramah says it needs to be that there's some type of yom tov need. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's not only when it comes to carrying, but it comes to havar, lighting a fire, and shechita, shechting an animal, afia, baking, bishul, cooking, which are also malachos, which are pertain to ochel nefesh, food purposes. We apply the rule of mitoch to that also. Since the pasuk says, "Ach asher yachel ochel nefesh hu levado yaseh lechem," Chazal learned from this pasuk that those malachos, which are normally done for food purposes, are permissible even for non-food purposes. What about other malachos, which are l'tzorach ochel nefesh, which aren't mentioned by the Mishnah Berurah, such as borer? So Rav Nissen Karelitz says that since the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention it, it would appear that mitoch doesn't apply to it, and therefore you would not be allowed to separate clothing or books on Yom Tov, even if it is for a Yom Tov need, but he leaves it as a tzarech in Lamaisa. However, on the other hand, the Yeshua's Yaakov writes that there are some who apply mitoch to malachas borer. The Neshmas Adam says that all 12 malachas, which are generally done for food purposes, kotzer, ma'amer, dash, zora, borer, toche, marake, lash, ofe, Tzad, Shochet, Mafshit are all going to have the rule of Mitoch applied to it. Rav Vazner and Jevet Alevi says that since the Shulchan Aruch and the postgame say that Mitoch applies to Malachas Ochel Nefesh, it probably applies to all of these Malach, which are generally done, Letzorch Ochel Nef. When it comes to a child that the Shulchan Aruch gives as an example of carrying a child, the Mishnah Berurah says not only if the child is going to cry, that's for sure going to be mutter, but even if you could leave the child with the mother or something like that, and the father doesn't have to carry him, and the child won't cry, still, if the child likes the father, and the father likes the child, so then the father's allowed to carry the child. That's Simchas Yom Tov, and it's called Tzorech Hayom. Lulav and Sefer Torah is Tzorech Mitzvah, so therefore it is going to be permissible Tzorech Hayom as well. The Mishnah Berurah says that even if it's something that you only need for a tachshit, a decorative purposes, a jewelry or something like that, so that's good enough also. Shalol Tzorach Klal is like rocks, that's going to be a problem where there's no need at all to carry that. And the post can say that the same thing is true when it comes to carrying a key, that you'd be allowed to carry that on Yom Tov if there's a need. Meaning, if you want to lock up your house, you don't want anything to get stolen, so you could take the key with you, that's considered to be a tzorach. But the Mishnah Berurah clearly requires two things. You have to be scared to leave it there, because if you're not scared to leave it there, then it's going to be usher. And it also needs to be that you need something from that house for that day, but you're just afraid that it's going to get stolen. That also is required. What about carrying something that is not shavah l'chol nefesh, meaning something that not everyone needs, like to take out medicine for l'chol hashem b'sukana? So Shlomo Zalman Orbach says it will probably be usher, because just like by all other things, mitoch, it needs to be shavah l'chol nefesh, so too here. What about carrying something which you don't really need, but it's just because you don't want it in that original place? So Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that that's usher also. The heter of mitoch is only when you get hana from it that is similar to ochel nefesh. So you get benefit from the object itself, but not just not having it in the original place. Rav Nissen Karelitz also said that that would be usher. But taking out the garbage, so that is tzorech yom tov, and all the poskim say that that's going to be mutter on Yom Tov, especially because the garbage remaining there would be mevatel your Simchas Yom Tov. Carrying a lulav on behalf of women or something like that is also, most poskim say that that's going to be mutter because there's nachas ruach for the women, so that's considered to be a tzorech for the woman, for tzorech hayom. And just like you could carry a bowl for a baby, so you'd be able to carry a lulav for a woman to use.